We're here in the Congressional Corner with Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse, running in the Democratic primary against Representative Richie Neal in the 1st House District of Massachusetts. Okay, so Alex, we do know that Richie Neal is quite close to Speaker Pelosi. Does that put him at risk?
No, I don't think that puts him at risk. I think what puts him at risk is the fact that he continues to follow and continues not to lead. And so even when you think about the impeachment question, it wasn't until the speaker gave him adequate cover did he finally say he was open and supportive of an impeachment inquiry. And so, you know, I want the people here in Western Mass in the first district to know I will lead on issues. I won't follow. I won't wait for permission from party leadership or the establishment to take a certain position or to take a certain vote. And I think there have been, again, first-term lawmakers in D.C. that really led the fight on impeachment, not the folks, again, that have been around for decades. I think it's a difference in how we view our positions. And so I don't think his relationship alone hurts him. I think what he's allowed that relationship to mean for him and his representation here in the district.
Well, can you really have it both ways, Alex Morse? Don't you think that implicit in your comments just now is a criticism of Nancy Pelosi?
How so?
Well, you say if he's following her, he shouldn't follow her. He should be leading her. And yet, obviously, that belies a criticism of Pelosi, who, you know, I mean, isn't that what you're really saying?
Well, no, I'm criticizing the congressman, but I'm criticizing the establishment and the system altogether. I mean, Congressman Neal certainly knows how Washington works. But we need new voices to actually change how Washington works. And that's why I'm running. And so to the extent that we have, members of Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, that wait to hear from party leadership and those in power before they take positions, and again, put party and politics before the actual people they represent. What I'm saying is that I won't wait for a call or prioritize a call from the speaker. I will prioritize calls and the stories of the people that I represent. I mean, the congressman himself in the Boston Globe last week made it very clear who he thinks his constituents are. He said, you know, Nancy Pelosi is my constituent in the court case, and I think she thinks I've done a good job. And so I think, again, my only constituents will be the people here in the first district, not the Speaker of the House.
So are you criticizing him for not being more aggressive? I just want to make sure I get this right in terms of getting the president's tax returns.
Yeah, and I think it's whether it's slow walking the tax returns request, that it took months to even put a letter together, the fact that he fails to seize the New York State tax returns after lawmakers there worked years to make them available. I mean, he's the one person in Washington that can get access to them, and he's the one person in Washington standing in the way. It's a slow walking on embracing an impeachment inquiry. I'm not running because of those issues. I think they're emblematic of his lack of leadership and his lack of understanding the gravity of this moment in our country. We're not working with an ordinary Republican president. Again, he's the most dangerous, corrupt president, certainly in my lifetime, and we can't act like this is business as usual.
How do you answer people who say, okay, now, aren't you just doing this because, you want to be a congressman? And, it doesn't matter whether you defeat a well-established Democrat.
I'm not running for fun. I'm not running for a life experience. I'm running to win and deliver results for people here in the first district. And I wouldn't have made the decision to run if I didn't see a path to victory with the right campaign over the next 12 months. I've been mayor of Holyoke nearly 8 years now. And again, I ran because there were people in places that had been forgotten about and left behind. And over the last 8 years, again, we've seen the graduation rate go from 49% to 72%. Crime down 40%, unemployment rate was upwards of 13%, and it's under 5% today. Record levels of private investment, our leadership on climate justice issues. And so I think the work in Holyoke in many ways serves as a roadmap for the district and for the country. But we've been able to move the needle despite a lack of leadership and partnership on the federal level, despite a lack of resources, and despite a system that doesn't prioritize people in places like the ones I seek to represent here in Western Mass. And so I'm running to help places like Holyoke, to help places all across the 1st Congressional District that can't seem to realize their full potential.
How is Holyoke doing? I mean, you just gave some very impressive statistics, but if there was an impartial outsider looking at Holyoke, wouldn't it be a troubled city?
Again, I think it depends on our perspectives. When some folks see a city like Holyoke or, you know, abandoned buildings, they see what was and remnants of our distant industrial past. And whether you're thinking about places like North Adams or Pittsfield, Holyoke, Chicopee, or Springfield that once relied on a product, a textile. In Holyoke's case, it was paper. And so we have this nostalgia for what was in the past. And growing up here, we had the same people in office year after year, as the same time we had this big economic decline. And people had resigned themselves to the fact that our best days were behind us. But I couldn't believe that, right? I believe that Holyoke, you know, could realize its full potential. We have great infrastructure, great history. And so do we have challenges and struggles? Absolutely. Have I been successful in helping addressing every single issue in the city to some extent? But of course, we still have a lot of challenges ahead of us. But has the trajectory and the city improved in almost every category? Absolutely. But there's more work to be done. And I think that's why I want to go to Washington to help deliver for places like Holyoke.
You recently released your tax returns, Alex Morris.
Yeah.
What should we know about that? What's in them?
Nothing too exciting, unfortunately. I think it was important for me as a candidate for federal office, candidate for Congress. I want to run a kind of campaign that is representative of the kind of member of Congress I want to be, and that's being accessible. It's why I'm doing town halls, and it's being transparent. It's why I released my tax returns. And I think it's important for people to know that they're candidates for office, they're representatives in Congress, don't have any financial conflicts of interest. And so I think it's important for people to know that.
Do you make any money besides your mayoral salary?
Yeah, so if you look at the tax returns, I've made the same salary as mayor over the last 8 years, $85,000 annual salary from the city of Holyoke, which hasn't changed. And then I make a little bit of money as a lecturer at the University of Massachusetts.
Okay, let's talk really quickly. You got a minute and 52 seconds on abortion. You know, this court may overturn Roe v. Wade. What can you do about it?
Yeah, I mean, this is a critical issue right now as Republicans around the country are doing a full-on assault on reproductive justice and a woman's right to choose. And I think it's more important now than ever before to have allies in Congress on this issue. We need to repeal the Hyde Amendment on the national level. Unfortunately, as recent as 2010, Congressman Neal has said that he doesn't believe in using taxpayer money for abortion. I think when you think about low-income communities, depending on where people are living in rural parts of our district and in our country, we need to make sure that all people, people of color, poor folks in particular, have access to reproductive rights. And I think Democrats and all Americans need to stand up for people's right to choose, for their own bodily autonomy, and to make sure, again, we have members of Congress that will do everything they can to protect those rights.
Would you be willing to engage in civil disobedience if you had to stand up at the right moment?
Absolutely. I think I would follow in the footsteps of Congressman Olver, who throughout his career demonstrated that he was willing to do what it's needed to embrace and bring attention to important issues for the American people.
It's great to talk to Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse, running in the Democratic primary against Representative Richie Neal in Massachusetts' 1st House District. Alex, thank you.
Thanks so much, Alan.